Well, welcome to another segment with Tattoo G-Men. We are here highlighting the women of our team for the Women History Month. And I've got Shauna with me today. I'm so excited. Again, I'm Sonia Toomer Bates, and I'm the executive project manager or director for G-Men and Tattoo G-Men. So, Shauna, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Shauna Smith, and the name of my marketing agency is TMM360, mm-hmm. which stands for the Marketing Muse 360. And I've been doing that for over 12 years now. And really, it's a marketing and branding agency. By me being the muse, and if anybody knows what a muse is, it's someone who works with you. Doesn't okay. tell you what to do. It's like we work together to build brands and marketing strategies and full on anything you need in marketing.
So with that, I loved when I met Shauna. You're both very high energy. We low key right now, right?
We low key.
But bringing her on, she was such an amazing fit for the marketing segment of what we needed for support with our community. And there was something that made you feel like Tattoo was a fit for you. What was that?
So, you know, we always have the pressure in the business world to sell and produce and deadlines. And you have all this, and you really just got into the business to help. Yes. All of us did, right? Yes. We all was yes. like, oh, my purpose is to help people. And then you get into business, and then you have all these hats and this pressure.
Right.
And it just takes a little bit off of the joy because of all the balancing.
Right.
And then you guys said, no, we're going to help you help people, and you don't have to do anything. Just help them. Don't worry about all the other stuff. And I'm like,
I got you.
So you're saying I could just do what I do in my sleep for people, anybody you guys send me, because this is what I love. I do it all the time anyway.
Right.
So to be a part of a group that has the same feeling, the care behind it, mm-hmm. it's one of my favorite things now, believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. I can feel it. I'd say that our team has grown in the capacity of knowing we're all on the same page. We all have the same agenda, you know, really at the meat of it. You know how I feel about impact and deliverables
yes.
that make a difference to move a needle. And a needle can be financially, it could be emotionally. That person has the confidence
absolutely.
That's necessary to stay in the game and win. I think that's very important for us to be able to send across to
absolutely.
A customer. And that's why they keep coming back. And also knowing that, you know, your work has value, you know, and though we offer these things to the community for free, they're like, you know, where do I sign up? Do I need to? Because it's so enriching for them.
Yes.
As many of them said before, very empowering.
Yes.
So when you work around the marketing for Tattoo, what are some of the things that you might do or deliver to a customer?
Well, a lot of times when people get into business, they just want to go and do, right? And one of the gifts I think that I was given was the ability to clarify mm-hmm. so that it grounds people. It's a sub thing that I do. I don't think people know it's a service, but it's really clarity mm-hmm. and organization of how to execute. And so even if they're coming to maybe they need a logo or a landing page or some kind of tangible thing to use in their business.
Right.
I still ask the key questions like, who are you serving? What are your products?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much are they before we even do the deliverable? And that's not what is part of it, but it helps them feel better at the end. So they go, oh, that is what I'm doing. And then I'm able to get the information I need to build whatever marketing thing that I'm doing.
Well, I see when I see marketing and you're talking about that, when you, because I do an assessment before they get to you,
mm-hmm.
really identifying what some of those key deliverables are. But you're able to take it a whole nother step further
yes.
when we talk about the branding and the marketing of this business is you.
Yeah.
So getting into understanding kind of the foundation of that business owner, some of the interpersonal pieces of why they're doing this work helps you to map out a really clear yeah. marketing plan, no matter what direction it's
absolutely.
Going in, and tying those things together. Do you have any examples of that work that you might have done?
Yes. Like I said, I've been doing that, I think, since the beginning. But right now, I'm working with someone. kind of like one of my favorite type of people to work with. They absolutely know what their purpose is. They just don't know what to do. They're right. Like, I could do all these things. Shauna, I could do this, this, this. And then by the time the conversation is my turn to talk, they've right. given me, I don't know, 10 businesses. And then we have to backtrack on, you know, you can't launch 10 businesses right. at the same
Help
time.
Help them out. Help them. Help them.
Yeah. And so after talking for about a good 45 minutes to an hour, they get quiet. This particular business owner that I'm loving. I cannot wait to see the other side. She does have a very important business mm-hmm. for business owners to get to. They need to get to her.
Right.
But she has to get clear so she can go save the people she needs to save. And, you know, I asked her the question, out of all these businesses, which one do you want to do? And she said, I need to get back with you. Give me 24 hours. And I'm like, okay. And then I hit her with a text message that said, you probably want to do the one that's got the most traction, but pick what you want. Just do that.
And a little nugget here and there.
Yeah, like, maybe. Then she texts me back 5 minutes later. You're right, Shauna. Right. I'm going to do that one.
Right.
So I didn't want to tell her. Again, being the muse, you don't tell people. You just let them think. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of already know the direction they need to go in. And then you kind of let them decide what they're comfortable with. Because I don't want to fight. I want to build together
right.
and give
right.
you your creation at the end so right. that you have joy again. Because we all need the joy in business.
Right.
Because it's, you know, entrepreneurialism yeah. is it's... not for the faint at heart.
Right.
But if you have a good support system, an organization like this is like a dream. Mm. If more people can find it, it would just... It's just impactful. I can just tell you that. So yes, that's what we're doing. And so today, actually, we'll be moving forward to the next piece, the strategy, so that she can execute. And I think when she does this, she's going to see a huge change in her money and also clarity in herself.
Love it. That's what we're about.
Yep.
That's it right there. That's mm-hmm. why you on the team, Shauna.
Oh.
I was wondering.
Okay.
You're wondering. But just as a woman entrepreneur who has this skill set to come in, I wanted to highlight you today because you've done some really great work with us, much what you're talking about, and the things that might be missed or overlooked.
Yes.
You know, we're able to catch it as a team and then growing to the next customer that comes through. They're even better than the one we had before because, you know, we're about that growth even internally. So with that being said, what do you think Tap2 can do going forward in this year to really, you know, magnify the work so that all of these entrepreneurs have this opportunity to come in with us, even in your area?
You know... Here's the thing right now from a marketing perspective. Content is king.
Content is king.
And a lot of people, oh, I don't do social media. Oh, I'm not. Well, you know, every season in marketing, we change our communication, right? When internet came out, it was the internet. Then we had ads and then we have this. Well, now it's about content. Mm-hmm. And not only that, we are programmed to see these micro videos. So what we're doing right now, podcasting, doing small chops of tips.
Right.
So we can all just come in one day and just give tips from our perspective on like you should only do one social media platform if you don't have the time. It's better to do one really well than have all four.
Right.
So that's a reel in itself.
Right. Right.
So if we could do some of those that can go out further. And then at the bottom, we have a call to action to come fill out, find out more about Tap2. And it may bring in other organizations that say, hey, we saw your stuff. So right now, that short form video
is a way to go.
It's where it's at.
It's where it's at. So customers and partners, friends, even the foes, we want to collaborate. We want to partner up and make a difference in the community. And we're doing some really good work
Absolutely.
That I wanted to highlight. So with that being said, we can put those things. You know how I am.
Yes, I'm already, I already know. As soon as the words fell off my lips, I'm like, we're about to do short form videos.
It's already happened. And I'm an executor, you guys. Yes. I'm an executor. So with that, what is, as a woman entrepreneur, is a goal for you this year?
So we talked a little bit about this before this, right? Because it sounds silly at first, but I want you guys to really think about what I'm saying here. My life goal is not a 2024 goal, is not a like a 10-year, no, from this day to the rest of my life, is to work less and make more. Mm. Why? Because we are in the season of that with technology, AI, collaborations. We have Zoom now that has brought the whole entire world together.
Right.
There's no reason why you can have a whole team in another country, and you're just giving them the plan. The better the plan and the systems, you can do so much more.
Absolutely.
And what are we going to do with the less work? Well, now you can go do things like volunteer, go help, do things like go out for brunch. If you and I just want, maybe we need each other's energy because
we're
having a bad day.
Right.
Right. And we can do more things with our family. We can take our kids on vacations. Like, I think U.S. is known for making money, but we're not known for balance. And that has a lot to do with our health, our mental health, our marriages, our friendships. So I think for me, I really want to squeeze more out of life, if that makes sense.
You want to balance it better.
Yeah.
You want to be a lot more fulfilling even for you as a person.
As a person, you know? As a mom, because there's just so much to do. And some of it is not work, but you still actually kind of get paid for, in a different way.
Yeah. Yep. I get with that. I understand that, and I think that's important. It's important to have that to be heard. And you know how I am, and this is not my segment for it, health and wellness, the holistic woman. You know, that's my heartstring right there. It's important that we work smarter and not harder. We leverage the technology. I'm an AI class right now.
That's right.
Just learning some of the back end work and then taking this and bringing it to those who need to understand it so that you can do the same thing. We want you to be able to maximize on technology as well. So what we get, you will have. How about that?
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Shauna. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Absolutely. I had a great time
with you. And I'll be putting those actions into play for
short
our plan.
Videos. Here we come.
Here we come. Thanks again. Appreciate you guys joining us today.